It's not yet Saturday, and we're not in the park. But I am Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to this little show on this fine hump day afternoon. We got a new segment on Wednesdays at 5:30. We're calling it the Midweek Sound Off. What is on your mind? It can be politically related. It could just be, you know, what did somebody do on the highway the other day that really grinded your gears? And it doesn't have to be in the negative. It can be in the positive. We're going to do this again every Wednesday at 5:30 to hear from you. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Wanted to get us kicked off here this afternoon. One of the things that I have to sound off about is that RFK Jr. this week announced that there's going to be some sort of tracking of people with autism. He's not talking about anonymized, aggregated data to see, you know, rates of diagnosis, different treatment patterns, if there are clusters because people might have been exposed to some sort of carcinogen. Who knows what craziness comes out of RFK's mind? No, not the normal, you know, run-of-the-mill data crunching and analysis that used to be done in a good faith, objective manner by the CDC and other federal agencies. No. What RFK Jr. is proposing is to literally track people with autism to access their medical records. I thought we had a law against that, by the way, to have some sort of database. So this is the thing that I wanted to start our sound off, midweek sound off with. Are you kidding me? We're going to not only track in some states women's menstrual cycles to see if they're, quote, at risk for abortion, which, again, I thought we had laws against the government accessing your private medical files, anybody accessing your private medical files. Now we're going to track people with autism. Does anybody trust RFK Jr. to, you know, make sure that we're objectively analyzing data, that he hasn't reached a predetermined conclusion about some things? I sure as heck don't. Does anybody trust that states will properly respect women's autonomy and privacy? This is, you want to talk about like Big Brother type of stuff? This is it. This is what fascism looks like. Not okay with it. It is a terrible idea. I'm kicking us off this week's midweek sound off. That's what I got for you. I want to hear what you all have to sound off about, positive or negative. Can be about, again, you got a bad sandwich at your favorite deli. What do you do about it? We can talk about whatever you want to sound off on. It is the midweek sound off here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Join us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Ollie from the Northwoods, what do you want to sound off on?
Well, I was going to sound off on one thing, but I'm going to sound off on your latest little tidbit of information. I have two grandchildren with autism who are grew up through the system, had wonderful teachers, are great young adults, and I would be horrified at the thought of them being tracked. And I just think that's outrageous. My other good thing was that I just wanted to sound off about the Brewers.
Uh-huh.
When the first Brewer game that came on, I was like, hey, a ball game, what happened to my program I was listening to? Because I live up north, and it got interrupted. And then I listened to the game, and then I listened to the next game, and each one I've become more excited and more hooked on. So I'm thankful for the Brewers. They've brightened my days.
Oh, Ali, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling. And yes, Ali, I think like a lot of people, if you weren't exposed to baseball and you stumble across it, you've got good announcers or you watch a game with a friend that's really into it. You can spread the baseball love that way. And Ollie's exactly right. Listen, when we talk about the idea, every single one of us knows someone with autism. Are you okay with the government spying on them? Are you okay with a conspiracy nut, a guy that knows nothing about science, has no scientific degree, apparently used to throw like Coke parties in his dorm room? You okay with that guy tracking your loved one who happens to have autism? And if autism's the trigger for government tracking, what else counts? Because I menstruate, I can get tracked too? What if you have male pattern baldness? Let's start tracking those. I mean, you get what I'm saying here? It's not acceptable. Folks, you are listening to the Midweek Sound Off right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. You got something to sound off about? Something that went great? Boy, you had this positive interaction at your favorite Quick Trip. You met a new friend in the Walmart. You read something in the news this week that really blew your top. Now is your chance to share it with the world. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're up next, my friend. Hello.
Yeah, what got me this morning is Vladimir Putin feels perfectly comfortable publicly offering Donald Trump a bribe, and to turn Ukraine over to him, and that the entire Congress should be screaming for Donald Trump's head at this point in time, because that's just such a blatant violation of Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, particularly the Emoluments Clause. And why there's just not a hue and cry over this is just beyond me, because it is just such a blatant violation of trust that it is just beyond the pale.
Yeah, it is. It is disgusting, Mark. The idea that Donald Trump puts in front of the people of Ukraine a set of demands that includes forever giving up Crimea, which was sovereign Ukrainian territory, and forever saying we will not join NATO, as well as a series of other completely ridiculous, undoable demands, and calling that some sort of framework for peace and saying, Ukraine, unless you agree to this, quote, peace deal, which isn't a peace deal, it's give Vladimir Putin everything the man damn wants. If you're unwilling to do that, the United States is going to walk away from you. I have a little sneaking suspicion here. Here's my suspicion. That Donald Trump, who promised to have this war done, bow on it, peace deal negotiated in the bag on day one, we're now well past day 90. He just doesn't want to have to deal with it anymore because it makes him look bad. That's my theory. So he's just like, we'll be done with this. Little Marco, tell him we're done. And they're facilitating being done and washing their hands of Ukraine, which is a critical geographic bulwark against Russian aggression in Europe. Perfectly happy to wash their hands simply because it's not working for Donald Trump. Simply because it's making him look bad. That's all that's about. Also, maybe Comprobot. I don't know. People are saying there might be Comprobot. I don't know what Donald Trump may or may not have promised him by Vladimir Putin. But this certainly seems to go against 50 years of Republican foreign policy core principles. All of a sudden, they're like, Marco Rubio, forget everything I ever said before in my entire political life. Good sound off, Mark from Prairie du Sac. Richard from Waukesha, you're up next. What do you want to sound off on?
Hey, I want to tell you, I just rewatched my collection of movies, and I watched the Enron movie.
Oh, yes.
And was able to see and connect, them Texas boys with George Jr. and George Sr. and Mr. Lay got the new ball stadium in Texas. Well, those guys, they were right with Ronald all along, and what do the Indians in Texas think of them now?
Yeah, I don't think that's the preferred nomenclature anymore, Richard, but I take your point. By the way, if you ever want to have a very long conversation about all things Enron, I know a couple of things about that. If you are a first-time listener to the show, yes, I am a lawyer. Before I came back home, native Milwaukeean, I worked for a huge Wall Street law firm for many, many years. And in the course of my work for that huge Wall Street law firm, because I don't have a trust fund, I'm not independently wealthy, needed to pay for my education and things, we represented Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank was one of Enron's banks. So I was at a number of depositions of top Enron officials throughout the Enron class action litigation. And by the way, do you know who else was a client of Deutsche Bank? Just to take you all down a little rabbit hole here for a second. This is what happens when we do sound offs. It creates new topics and I can share things with you all. Another major client of Deutsche Bank was not just Enron. It was also the Trump Organization. You've all heard that Deutsche Bank for many years was one of the only large international banks that would finance Donald Trump's next terrible, certain to go bankrupt, bad business idea. Well, guess whose law firm used to, before I ever set foot in the building, used to also represent the Trumps? The law firm I used to work for. Because this is how stuff used to get done, right? The law firm would have as a client the bank. The law firm would have, say, a real estate company. Real estate company needs financing. Hey, here's our other client over here, a bank. You guys go get it together. Now, this is just pure hearsay. You cannot rely on this. People told me that the Trumps got fired from my old law firm as a client because they would no-show meetings, have like a room full of lawyers waiting for 3 or 4 hours, and then would what? What, everyone? Are you all screaming at your radios or your smart speakers? What would they do? Not pay the bills. Like, is anybody surprised about that? Thanks so much for the trip down memory lane. Richard from Waukesha. Cam from Appleton, what do you want to sound off about this afternoon, sir?
I've been working on a video game for like the last 2 years, like developing it and paying for artists and other work, right? And it's post-apocalyptic. It's corporations kind of run everything. Not incredibly unique in terms of the story, but I remember back when Matt Flynn was taken off the air, it was around then that I was getting really ticked because everything in the news cycle felt like it was just like too extreme. And I was already supposed to be writing my story to be parody, but this stuff was like everything was like reality, but the Onion. And I had to rewrite so much stuff, and now I'm at a place where I'm pretty happy with it. But I will say, if we get to the point where corporations start kidnapping people and using them to fuel coolant systems for their computers, we might be off the deep end.
I can always count on Cam for a little post-apocalyptic, oh gee whiz, what's happening now? Folks, you're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network every Friday. We're going to end the show with a little over the hump and Trump, some good news to send you into your Thursdays. Keep it locked. That last segment coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.